Blind Cool Tech, number 40, July 9th, 2005. Hey, everybody. Good to talk to you again. I'm your host, Larry Skukon. Blind Cool Tech is a show. We began, actually, as a technology show for blind people, but it's sort of morphed into more of a show about life for a blind person. We focus on technology a lot because technology is important to a blind person in education, information access, entertainment, and a lot of areas of life. But we don't want to make this be a total techie show. This should be a show for everybody. And I'd like to welcome any new listeners. You can access these shows, archives to the old ones, at our web address at aph.org/tech/bct.htm. But the real way to subscribe to this, and subscriptions are free, is to put the URL that you see on the web page into your podcatching software. Then you let your podcatching software run and it automatically gathers up new shows from this podcast and other podcasts as well. We've had a lot of great response from email, not so many user comment lines. And that user comment number, by the way, if you would like to leave a comment that we'll play on the air, is 206-984-9203. A lot of great emails, though, I didn't think that these things that Liz and I do would be very interesting to people, but some of you have found them so. So we'll continue to do those. In fact, we did one last night, and the darn thing did not record. We did grilling, and we had Liz introduce herself and talk about her background and her trips to Bolivia and so forth. But we will do that again. It's just not as much fun doing it the second time around. So, on today's show, we're going to talk. Another thing we got from email was some requests about talking about the cell phone that I use. You've probably heard me using it to check the time. I do use it as my primary time piece now. I like to say it's the most expensive talking watch on Earth, even though it may not actually be. There's probably something out there more than this. And before we get to that, though, I just want to mention that we've had a couple of other email requests to let you know what equipment we're using to record in the field, and that is the Arcos Jukebox from Arcos.com. This particular model is not being made anymore. We use the Arcos microphone that plugs into the line-in jack. It's a powered microphone. And we use it with some accessible software called Rockbox, which I'm also going to put on a show in the near future, a demonstration of, because they are porting this software to the iRiver MP3 player now. MP3 player and recorder, I should say. So, on to today's topic, the cell phone. Now, cell phone technology has been a little bit interesting for blind people in the last couple of years, the last year and a half or so, because there's a company, now two companies, that have made cell phones that actually run a screen reading program on them. So, those of you that in years past had a cell phone, you know, it was, especially for us that have trouble or it's impossible to read the display on the device, we pretty much had a cell phone just as a phone, and that was it. But as of about a year and a half ago, in fact, I remember this day, Clarence Whaley calls me up and says, I found the coolest thing. And Clarence and I kind of get mad at each other because we tell each other about these neat things we find and make each other spend money. But I'm sure glad he did, because this is an awesome product. And you know, it's when I first got it, and I still maintain that it is a breakthrough that's very significant in the lives of blind people. So before we get into the specifics of this particular package, let me just give you some general background on cell phones. There are two different ways to access a telephone. One of them is the cell phone company has made the phone itself, the software that runs in the phone, speak certain things. And most of these, unfortunately, do not have a text-to-speech engine. They'll read you out the number via recorded speech, or they'll, and that's about it. You can't do any text messaging. You can't browse the web or anything like that. So you can basically get, you can basically get the numbers you're calling, and it tells you what numbers you dialed, for whatever good that does. And there's a few of those out there now, so don't get me wrong, that's better than nothing. But in my humble opinion, these phones that run the software that acts like a screen reader are really the way to go. And to give you a little background, there's two of them out there now. The one that I use is called Tox. It was written by a German company, now since bought out by ScanSoft Inc. And then there's another one called MobileSpeak. And I hope one of you listeners out there who is using MobileSpeak will consider making a demo audio presentation of the MobileSpeak software and give us some more details about it. The Tox software and the MobileSpeak, in fact, run on the Nokia Symbian-based telephones. Now, Symbian is the name of an operating system that several companies got together, Nokia being one of the primary ones, to define a common application programming interface for the underlying hardware of the telephone. And in fact, these are kind of interesting because they have actually a complete software development kit, an SDK. And for you programmers out there, you can actually use Microsoft Visual Studio. It has to be 6 at the moment. I don't think they've updated it for .NET. To write applications for your phone. And I've thought about writing some really cool applications. One of them I wouldn't mind writing is a little thing just to quickly and easily enter information about purchases you're making to keep track of your debit card and so forth. Another one I thought about writing was one of them that I think would be really cool is a better color identifier to use the camera as a color identifier. And I'll talk a little bit more about the fact that there are a couple of them out there already. I don't have experience with the one from MobileSpeak, but I hear it's quite good. And then there's the one from Peter Meager that, I don't know, it just seems to take up a little bit too much resources uses a speech that's, the level is so low, I have trouble hearing it, so I haven't really depended on it much. I do need to give you a demonstration of it at some point, and also the seeing software that also runs on this phone. So, you know, I think you're probably familiar that Peter Meager has an application that runs on a PC that uses a webcam and provides you sound feedback about what the camera is seeing. So apparently he claims, and others claim, that you can get good enough at this to identify objects in a room and so forth. Now on the phone, it you only get a shot every couple of seconds. It's not real time like the webcam, but it's still, you know, it's moving in the right direction. That's very cool. So anyway, we talked about the fact that these phones are so much more now than just a phone. I know before I had this phone, I had a Sprint telephone. I believe it was a Samsung, and it was okay. You know, I could get phone calls when I was away from the house, but you know, there were dead spots, and this is really more of a Sprint thing than it is anything else. There were dead spots even between here and where I work at. My basement was a dead spot. So it wasn't like that was a very useful phone to me. When Clarence told me about this Tox and the Nokia, I went looking around and found a pretty good deal on a Nokia 3650. Now, for those of you that are familiar with phones, that one is the model that has the rounded keyboard. It almost looks like a dial. But and Nokia did some research and found that this was a better way to do text messaging. And I knew there was a 6620 coming out, which was the same guts of this phone in a case with a traditional keyboard, but I really didn't want to wait, and I'm okay with this round keyboard now. It really seems to be very good for entering text messages. So anyway, let's see, where were we going with that? The software runs on anything that's running the Symbian Series 60 operating system. So it sounds like this. You'll recognize the speech as Eloquence, same that JAWS and Window Eyes use. So what it said is SA for Saturday, 7/9/2005. And then you heard it say key 1 camera, key 2 notes. And what I'd like to do is describe the general characteristics of these Series 60 phones without getting into the specifics of this one or that one, because they have some commonalities. And one of the commonalities are these soft keys. So where it said key 1 camera, key 2 notes, these are two soft keys on the bottom edge of the screen, and their function changes. Now those kind of soft keys are a nightmare for us usually when the device is not accessible, but it's pretty cool when they are. So what happens is right above the key on the screen, it tells you what that key does. So when we're in our main telephone screen here, key 1 is the camera. I press it. So now key 1 is options, key 2 is exit. So if I hit options, so we're in a menu now, so I can move down, and if I want to capture, I can either press key 1 or the select key. So I actually took a picture. So I'm going to go ahead and exit. Now on key 2 is set in my phone for notes. You can change what you want those soft keys to be in the main screen here. And then key 2 is exit. The other things that are common about all these phones is they have, of course, a talk key. Or actually, I should say a send key. And that's what you use after you dial a number. You press that to start the call. And then they have a hang up key. And they're usually opposite each other on the phone. The other keys that they have in common are an edit and a clear. And they're usually symmetrically opposite in function and location as well. Now, what Tox does, since you don't use the edit key that much, is that it uses it for its sort of prefix command. So if I press the edit key, it says Tox, and then I can do other functions like get the time. And then if you want to actually use the edit key, you just hit the talks key twice. And then opposite of it is the clear key. Opposite in function, that is. So those are six keys that are the same on all the phones. And then all the phones also have a menu key and then a round cursor jog type, not a jog, but a cursor control with a select button in the middle. You can press the top edge, bottom, left or right, and then the middle is select. And by default on these phones, there's certain keys like if you hit select when you're in the main screen, you go to the contacts window. And it goes to the last contact I had because I didn't clear it off. I'll clear it now. So those are the common, and then of course they do have the numbers, the star and the pound. And then they also have an on and off switch. So those are the keys that are the same on all the phones. They may be in different locations, but the Symbian operating system pretty well depends that the phone is going to have those common keys on it. And there may be phones that have other keys as well. Let's see, I did forget to mention the cost of this before I continue on any further. The cost of the Talk software is $300, and I believe that's the case of the Mobile Speak as well. Actually, I believe it's $295. And you can download a demo of this from scansoft.com. I don't know about the Mobile Speak one, so we'll have to get some feedback from some of our listeners to get that information. And that's what I did at first to check this out, was to start out with the demo, and I got hooked immediately. The demo runs for 10 minutes, and then when you order it, they'll send you a code that you can type in that unlocks it. Now, Singular, you should know, is offering a deal, and I've heard different stories about how this deal works, but essentially it may be possible that you can get this phone and the talking software for little or no cost to you. It may involve some money up front, and then they reimburse you if you stay with them for a year or so. So you might want to call up your Singular representative and ask them about that. Anyway, on more about the phone. So one of the most interesting things I think about this is the text messaging and the web browsing, even though I don't use the web browsing a whole lot. Let's check it out. There's actually a shortcut key to get onto the web browser that I didn't know about till recently, and that's hold down the zero for a couple of seconds. And you'll see this isn't the fastest thing in the world. Actually, I'm going to slow this down for you a little bit, too. Let's wait till it connects all the way. Wait till this airplane gets on. I live close to a little private airfield out here, so that can get kind of annoying. All right, so we're in the web browser, and we're on the main T-Mobile page in this case. So I can hit down arrow.
Find it.
Now, email and chat. I actually don't think I have any emails, but let's check. So there's my email. So let's go to the inbox. And you can hear that. No entries. Okay, I didn't think so. I'll send myself an email in a minute. So let's go back.
No, cancel.
You can hear the interference through the recording as this thing.
Options. Pito. Back.
Let's go back.
Back. Pito. Cancel. Email ampersand chat window. P1. Options. Pito. Back. Email ampersand chat focusly my email. Focusly AOL mail. Focusly auto exclamation mark mail. Focusly aim.
See, I'm going to actually go back one more.
Cancel. T-Mobile web window, P1, options, P2, close. T-Mobile web link, T-Zone, slash, download, monthly, minded, focusly, email, ampersand, chat. Focusly, entertainment.
Let's see, let's go to options.
Options, open, 1 of 16, P1, select, P2, bookmarks, history, go to URL address.
Let's look at history.
Select, T-Mobile web, P1, select, P2, cancel.
No, that's not what I want.
T-Mobile web window, P1, options, P2, close. Focus click sports. Focus click news ampersand weather. Focus click stocks ampersand money. Focus click stocks ampersand money. Focus click news ampersand weather.
Let's try news and weather.
P2, cancel. News ampersand weather window. P1, options. P2, back. News ampersand weather. Focus click my news. Focus click my weather.
Then we go to my weather.
P2, cancel. Current weather window. P1, options. P2, back. Image Louisville, Kentucky, sunny temp, colon, 82 every meal, colon, 87 humidity, colon, 40% wind, colon, edit 4 miles per hour pressure, colon, 30.12.
And then if we keep going down, we'll hit the down arrow.
Visibility, colon, 10 miles.
Then there'll be a
focus click forecast
link for the forecast.
Select.
Let's check that out.
Forecast window, P1, options, P2, back. Louisville, Kentucky, SAT, mostly sunny, 93M/60M, sun, mostly sunny, 90M/70M, on.
We can go down.
Mostly cloudy. 80M/71M. 2. Cloudy. 83M/71M. Wet. Mostly cloudy. 84M/72M. Powered by AccuWeather.com.
And we'll go back.
Current weather window. P1. Options. P2. Back.
Now, one thing I think that's. Go back again. That's kind of cool on here. You can set it up to check your theaters around town. So if you. Let's see what's playing over at the Baxter. If I can remember where I put that. If that's the thing, if you don't use this. Let's see if it's under options.
One,
was it under
bookmarks?
Yeah. My theaters,
select,
yeah.
P2, cancel. My theaters window, P1, options, P2, back. Image theater saved. Focus click Baxter Avenue theaters.
So that's what the one I want is the Baxter Avenue.
Select.
You can save different theaters that you go to.
Theater showing window, P1, options, P2, back. Millbrooks Baxter Avenue 8 theaters, focus click Saturday 07/09/05. 1-4 of 9, focus click Fantastic Four.
So there's Fantastic Four.
Focus click Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man.
Focus click Dark Water.
Dark Water.
Focus click Mr. Ampersand Mrs. Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Focus click Four. Dot.
And then they divide these pages up because there's only so much that can fit on this little screen. So we can do that to go to the next page.
P2, cancel. P1, options, P2, back. Millbrooks Baxter Avenue 8 theaters focus click Saturday 07/09/05. 5-8 of 9 focus click Batman Begins.
Batman Begins.
Focus click War of the Worlds.
And let's check out War of the Worlds. I've kind of been interested in that.
Cancel. Showtime's window. P1. Options. P2. Back. Millbrooks Baxter Avenue 8 theaters focus click Saturday 07/09/05. Showing War of the Worlds at :00:02:00:02:03:00:04:00:05:06:00:40:07:00:09:20:10:00 focus click movie review.
And then there's even a movie review. Let's go check that out.
Showing War of the Worlds at
let's say.
Focus, click more movies. Showing more of the world set. Colon, 10, colon, 35. Select. Into, cancel. Movie review window, P1. Options, into, back. War of the Worlds open bracket PG-13 close bracket disturbing images, sci-fi violence dash science fiction, thriller, action, drama 3, dot, 5 stars Tom Cruise, colon, Steven Spielberg. Paramount Pictures presents War of the Worlds, directed by Steven Spielberg and Misery. International Al Superstar Tom Cruise, and his astonishing sci-fi adventure Earth is coveted by a race of extraterrestrials, leading to an inevitable end. Extraordinary battle scene. Through the, dot, dot, dot.
And there'll be a more link. We're not going to go to that, though. I'm just going to get out of this by hitting my hang-up key. And that takes us back to our main screen. Now, if you're familiar with, if you're a Windows user, there'll be a familiar concept here, too. If you hold down the menu key for a few seconds, you get a list of all your running applications. I don't have anything else running, so I'll close that. Now, let's just look at some other functionality here. We can go to the menu. And that's another thing I use this phone for, is actually an alarm clock. So, you know, I used to worry about when I traveled, you know, bringing a clock with me, but this is actually makes a pretty good messaging alarm clock. So we're going to go to messaging.
Messaging window. New message. 1 of 8. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
And we're going to go inbox.
Select. Inbox window. Tab sheet 1 of 7. Unread SMS. 700F. Colon. One response. One list. An email and server. Dot dot dot. 1 of 17. P1. Options. P2. Back.
So what I've actually got mine set up to do is to send me a text message every time I get an email on my home account. Now, that also prevents me from joining any high traffic lists because, you know, you see here I got 17 messages already and I think I just cleared them all out the other day. But let's look at how to send a text message. There's a couple of ways.
Messaging window, inbox.
Let's see, I'm going to go back.
Menu window, messaging, 2 of 25, P1, options, P2.
And I'm going to go into the contacts.
Messaging window, new message, 1 of 8, P1, options, P2.
Oops.
Exit.
Get back all the way.
T-Mobile window, 007.
Now, contacts.
Contacts window,
and let's say I want to send a text message to, oh, we'll send one to my daughter, Shelley. So I'll type PQRS to get to the S's.
Text, S. Commander John. CLE Peter. CFI. Shelley.
And then we'll hit options.
Open. 1 of 14. P1. Select. Call. Create message. Submenu. Select. Text message. Select. Text message window. Text. P1. Options. P2. Close.
So I'll just ask her to send me a message back. So I'll type S E N D space M E A M E S S A G E. Period. And we can read it.
To text, Shelley. Text, send me a message.
And then we can just hit the call key to send it.
Sending. Contacts window, tab sheet 1 of 2, Shelley, 59 of 73, text, P1, options, P2, exit.
And we'll just get back to our main menu. I mean, our main application there. So, if she gets this and she sends me back a message, I'll get a notification that I have a new text message, and we can read it. And text messaging is kind of cool. I know it's a lot more popular over in Europe than it is here, but I think it's catching on here pretty well as well. Now, a couple other things I'd like to tell you about this phone, too, is when someone calls you, you know, the number displays on the screen, but what you actually hear is your phone ringing. And so Talk has it set up where you can press soft key 2 to announce the caller information. By default, if you didn't have Talk running, soft key 2 would mute the phone and then eventually send them to voicemail. And Talk key 1 would just send them immediately to voicemail. And if you want to do that with Talk running, if you want to activate the soft key 2, you can press it twice, once to hear who's calling and the second time to mute the phone. Another thing this phone has that's kind of interesting is a speakerphone. All these Nokia series phones have this. So if we want to call, let's see, who can I call? Well, I'll get Shelly to call me when she gets... In fact, I'll go ahead and call Shelly.
Select. Contacts window. Tab sheet 102. Adams Danielle. 173. Text. P1.
And again,
options,
we can go
P2,
P-Q-R-S-G-H.
Madeline Song. Text. S-H. Shelly.
And then we can press key 2 to activate the speakerphone.
Hello?
Hey, Boo, what you doing?
We're at Target getting diapers.
Oh. Hey, do me a favor.
What?
You got time to do two things? Just, send me a text message and give me a call, because I'm kind of demonstrating this phone, and I don't know anybody else.
Huh?
Because I'm demonstrating this phone, and I was wanting to get a phone call. Can you do that?
Give me a call, you and text message you?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
Right now?
Yeah.
Which one you want me to do first?
Call me.
All right.
Bye. Okay, so I hang up and it goes back to the main telephone application screen. So we'll just wait on a call from Shelly. And there she's calling. Now I'm going to press my key too.
Shelly calling.
And then I can answer her. Okay, that's all. I just wanted to show people how the caller ID was working.
Okay.
So give me a text message now if you would.
All right.
Thanks, Boo. Bye. So what happens is when someone calls, if they're in your contacts list, their name comes up, and if they're not, their telephone number comes up. So another thing that's kind of cool, as I mentioned, some of these keys are devoted to specific functions in specific applications. So see, there's a message. So let's read our screen.
17 new messages. P1. Show. P2. Exit.
We'll do show.
Inbox window. Tab sheet 107. Unread SMS. Silly A. Exclamation mark. 118.
Okay, so there it is. Hey, exclamation. And if it's longer than what fits on that main screen, you can open it. Actually, you can only get 160 characters in a text message anyway, but sometimes that's more than what'll fit on the screen. So now also, when you're on, like I was about to say, when you're on the main screen, you can hit the dial key to bring up your last dialed numbers. And of course there's a list of 20 of them. Now if you want to go left, if you hit the left arrow, you'll go to your received calls. And there's where Shelly called me back. And if you hit left arrow one more time, there's your missed calls. I'm going to go ahead and delete that missed call by hitting the clear button. There we go. Yes. Key one was yes. I should let that. So, and we can repeat the screen. So key two is exit. Now, one more thing I would like to show you on this phone. You could probably explore this forever. Let me just look through the menu before I do that and see if there's anything really interesting here. Oh, keyboard. How could I forget that? I was really excited about this. I ordered this little $99 infrared keyboard that actually folds in half and fits in your pocket. It's about the size of a wallet. And it's a QWERTY keyboard. So this phone actually has connectivity for infrared and Bluetooth. So you can set this phone on top of the table or whatever and put this keyboard in front of it and use it to type your messages. Not just your messages. You can go into your notes and take notes or whatever. So it's kind of cool. I ended up don't really use that much. Most of the stuff that I want to type, you know, this phone, I'll be honest with you, it's not really good enough to do all your email with it. So, which is what I thought I was going to be doing. And what this menu item is turning that keyboard on and off. Calendar, nothing much to say about that. If you want to keep little appointments in there or whatever. Images, we're going to come back to that in a minute.
Services
and games, none of them are accessible. Applications, this is where things show up. You can buy additional programs for this. And let's see, I might have deleted. I wonder. Let me make sure I don't have that. No, I don't. Okay. I'll exit. That's where, you know, I was telling you about that seeing program that uses the camera to give you feedback. And you can move all these around. You know, here's something kind of fun for us, too. Let me just go into the profiles. And the normal.
Customize.
And we'll go into the ringing tones.
Select.
Now,
cancel.
What happens here is that talks and the ringing tones can't go on at the same time. So what you do is mute talks by pressing talks and then the delete key. So now you can go through your ringing tones and listen to them. And just down arrow to the next one. And you hear, I've got vibrate set on mine. So there's a... Now one of the things that's kind of cool too is you can actually send MP3 files over to this to be your ringing tone. I've got mine set to ascending, so the longer you let it go, the louder it gets. So that way you can, if you want to, you can start out with a ring that starts out a little bit gentle, so if you're in a meeting. So see, it gets a little louder. And here you can kind of see that it actually does get pretty loud. Or you can have it start out as loud as you want. So, it gets on up there. Let's go. The next one. I'm trying to find one of those MP3 files that I have on here. And here's a, no, this is a MIDI file, actually. You recognize that one? Frankenstein. Maybe I don't have any of the MP3s. Now here's one that's just, there's a tone generator in here. And you can type in your own tones. There's a little application on here to do it. In here too. Maybe this is one. It's not. There's the one I'm gonna leave it on, so. We can actually make it a sound file. Like you can, I turn the mute back off. You can actually record your own voice and have it be a ringtone or record anything, because that's one of the applications on here is a little recorder. And again, I was going to use that actually to replace my little digital recorder that we talked about on an earlier show, but it's just not near as convenient. I thought it. So let me go ahead and get out all this. So we're back to the window. But it just wasn't as convenient. You know, you had to... Well, I'll show you how it works. There's our contacts. Favorites. To-dos. There's a little application. The help's kind of interesting. There's a lot of information on here about how to use the phone. So... Oh, yeah, there's... this doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the speech, but with the phone, you can set up to have... voice tags and one or two digit dialing, so that the most common people I have called, I can just set like hit two and dial and it'll call them. But you can go through and read. Let's see what it says about applications. So there's a sub menu installing Java apps. And then if you decide you want to read it.
To use and manage the Java applications installed in your phone, go to menu greater than applications, tip, hold right parenthesis to install the Java application, press the right arrow on the scroll key, scroll to the application, press options, and select install. To use a Java application, scroll to the application and press the scroll key. You can also scroll to an application, press options and select, colon, update the check form, and install a newer version of the application from the corresponding browser page. Go to URL and press the view information about the application in the corresponding browser page. View the tails to view the version, size, and other information about the application. Settings to edit the connection settings of the application. To delete a Java application, scroll to the application and press less than C greater than. Dot. P1. Options. P2. Back.
Okay, we'll go back.
Applications window.
And there's actually some... There's actually some pretty cool applications on here, or that you can purchase for it. One of them is a... e-reader. So it's kind of neat. You can use it, and that's one of the things I would like to write is a better version of that. You could actually turn this into somewhat of a book port, really, because you can, there's a e-reader on here, or you can download one and install, and then you can use your PC to send it over via Bluetooth, and then it'll add it to your library. It's kind of cool. So let's continue on through the menu. Connect is just lets you set up your, turn on your infrared or your Bluetooth. I leave my Bluetooth on. It doesn't really take up that much battery. And, you know, just that it's really, that Bluetooth is kind of fascinating. That's one of the things I'm going to show you here in just a second. I can send files back and forth from the PC to this device.
Extras,
I think that's where the recorder is. There's notes. That's what I've set my hotkey for, my key to. There's the recorder. Let's look at options. So I can actually record a sound clip. I think I have to mute the speech to do this. I'll try it without it, though. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Options,
E2, back. See what options are.
Record sound clip, 107, E1. Delete. Rename sound clip. Rename sound clip. Send, submenu.
And we can send this. Let's go ahead and send, I was going to say we can send this to our PC, but it's pretty poor quality.
Cancel. Recorder window, E1. Options, E2, back.
Let's go back.
Soundclip.amr07/09/2005-12.
So there's our sound clip that we just made. And I do have to mute this speech to play it.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
So let me unmute the speech.
It is 12:03 p.m. on July 9, 2005.
Well, I must have not hit the... Okay. I hit the 9. Which I didn't actually know that you could get the time with the phone muted. I'm going to go ahead and delete this one. Oh, it was the top one, wasn't it? Okay. So... you can either go to the options to delete it, or you can just hit the clear key.
Delete sound clip, question mark, P1.
Yes.
Yes. Candysoft.mid03/02/2005-8.
Now, the last thing I want to show you...
extras window, recorder, 407,
oh, let's go through the rest of the menu before we do that. The composer, that's where we heard that little tone we did. Memory, this just kind of shows you what you have on your phone. And you can get extra memory cards for the device.
Exit. Extras window. Memory 607.
P1.
Out.
Okay. Memory. That's about all there is in here Recorder. Worth knowing about.
Back. Menu window. Extras 1625. P1. Sim. Tools.
Tools.
Tools window. Settings 105. P1. Options. P2. Back.
Nothing too interesting in here. This is just
settings. Manager. Voicemail. Forward.
Setting up your different
back.
Options.
Menu window. Tools 1825. Video rec.
Video recorder, that actually works. You can do short video
log.
Clips. Log, that's with all your incoming and outgoing calls.
Camera,
that's the one I have set to my soft key
Real.
One. Real one player.
Talks on.
And that's the talk software, talks on,
talks off,
talks off
talks.
And just talks. And that's all I had on have on mine at the moment. I did have a few other applications installed and put on the menu. So I'm going to go back up to images.
Lock. Messaging. Images.
And you can actually, this is, I don't know why they call this images, because it's also got your sounds and your video clips. So, the main thing I do, So there's the picture we just sent. And just to make it interesting, let's rename this. I took a picture of the garden. So. I'm going to rename it to garden. G-A-D-E-N. And I forgot what it said. Was this a key one? And so I can repeat it. So key one's okay. So now that picture is named Garden. And I'm going to go inside because I'm going to send it over to my PC, and I want you to hear the PC actually receiving it. This PC is down in the basement. I think it'll be loud enough. I've got a sound when it receives a file from the Bluetooth. So we're on the garden, and we can hit our options. And then we're going to go to send. Bluetooth.
Searching for devices. Info. Cancel. HP 1500. Stop.
And there's the HP 1500. So we'll just select it. So, I don't know if you heard the computer down there. It said Scoocom Nokia 3650 is connected. We'll do it again. We'll log down here so you can hear it. It actually said it failed, too. Sending fail. I'm not sure why. Let me actually look and see if it made it onto I'm not quite sure why it's failing. Let's try one more time. We're not going to obsess over it here. And do any troubleshooting while we're on our show here. So what happens here on this menu too is if you don't see your device, you can pick that more devices and it'll go out and scan. Okay, it went that time for whatever reason. Let's see. Well, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and worry about it too much. One thing I do want to show you, too, before we go, is how to send back from the PC to the phone, if that's working. So, I already have my devices paired. So if you know what that means, I've told the two devices to trust each other so that you can just send files back and forth. So let's just find a file here. We'll find an MP3 file. I don't know if I've even got any small MP3 files. Well, I'll just send one of these pictures back, I guess.
HDMC documents my pictures. FWD under FWD FWD Liz Marley and Shelly and Paris dot JPG 52 KB type JP.
So I hit the applications key and then send to.
Who's with device? Put port. Who's with pull down?
And then there's a Bluetooth menu.
Mario Leland.
And Mario was over here. We were uploading the firmware to his phone since he didn't have a Bluetooth, so it kept his phone on here too.
Such a Nokia 3650.
And then there's the name of my phone.
Menu
so we'll
phone,
send
Liz,
it.
Marley, and Shelly and Paris, not JPGs. Dialogue. Copy and default cancel button. Heading total number of files.
It takes it a second. This Bluetooth isn't. There it goes. It's there.
Backslash HDMC, backslash documents, backslash my pictures.
So now if we look in our inbox.
So. Inbox window, tab C107, Woods with Liz, Marley, and Shelly insert .. 1 of 19, P1,
there
options,
it is.
P2, back, select, Oh, P1, options, P2, back, options, help, 1 of 2, P1,
oops.
Select, P2, cancel, open image, help, P1, select, P2, cancel.
So it's showing us the image there.
Cancel.
And I'm going to go ahead and delete that out of my inbox.
Delete message, question mark. Yes. SMS Shelly A, exclamation mark.
All right, and back to
messaging window, inbox, 28, P1, exit. T-Mobile window,
okay, so that's probably more than you want to know about the phone. It's just kind of cool, the kind of things you can do with it. So this has been Blind Cool Tech number 40 for July 9th, 2005. I'm Larry Skutkan. And please call our comment line at 206-984-9203. Or you send us an email at blindcooltech@gmail.com. And visit us on the web at aph.org/tech/bct.htm. And we'll see you all next time. Have a great day. Okie dokie.